be trying so hard to work out all the problems. Maybe the animosities at the office are caused by the fact that each person with his own life and controlling that life has an entirely different profit motive that is not compatible with the profit motives of the others, and it would be better to dissolve the relationship and let each one get in a more profitable position. And when you think a problem has developed in interpersonal relationships, the first question always to be asked is, whose problem is it? And then secondly, does that person care? If it's your problem, then you darn well better care, because to hide it is simply going to compound it. But if you're convinced that this is someone else's problem, then he may not want to recognize that he has a problem. Or he may jolly well decide that what you think is a problem isn't a problem to him at all, which of course is well within his power to do. Don't ever forget that any individual can be just as stupid with his life as he wants to be, just so long as he can keep alive to be that stupid. For example, as you go about your affairs, doing what you want to with your own life, with your own friends, your own property, and so forth, someone else standing on the sidelines and watching you gets all excited and reacts emotionally to what you do. Now, if you want, you can turn and react to him and make his problem yours. You can decide that you will no longer do the things that you were doing simply because they were agitating him. But you will not, of course, have solved his problem, because whatever caused this outburst is going to cause more outbursts in the future. And you are setting yourself up nicely, then, to get involved in decision-making fallacies 3, 5, 7, and 11. And on the other hand, you can simply ask yourself, whose problem is this? And, of course, his temper is his problem. It's not yours, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, if he cares that he has a temper, and he doesn't like having a temper, and he tells you so, and he asks you what you would do about it if you were him, then you may decide to get involved. But short of that kind of an interest on his part, there's no point in the world in making his problem your problem. If he doesn't care, why should you? You can't control him, and he has decided from his nature that he doesn't have a problem, so the issue is closed as far as you're concerned, because he's going to be impervious to anything you might try to do to control him to make the situation better for yourself. And of course, in complicated situations, there may be problems that belong to you and problems that belong to him, but it is still just as important to keep them straight. Which ones are which? Which are the problems I have to deal with because they're mine? And which must I overlook or forget about for the moment because they're his, and I'll let him deal with them just so long as I'm protected against them? If you find that his problem makes your situation untenable, that it's causing you discomfort, then the truth of the matter is that of all the possible solutions that might be suggested for this kind of a situation, they will all boil themselves down to only two courses of action that are available to you. Either change the other person or move from the environment. And all of the various ways that might be suggested that you could solve this kind of a problem where somebody else's problem is causing you discomfort will always boil themselves down to just these two simple alternatives. And the second one does not necessarily mean that you will now pack up and move out of California, although it could very well mean that. Move from the environment can simply mean that you will now disassociate yourself from this individual, that he will no longer be a part of your environment. But you only have these two courses of action open to you. Change the people who are causing you the trouble, or move out of this uncomfortable situation. And obviously, the only realistic solution is the second one, because there's no way that your efforts to change others can be assured of success. You do not control anyone but yourself. You influence others because your actions then become a new alternative to that other individual that was not previously available to him. But what he does with that will be his decision to make. And no matter how carefully you construct the framework so that everything would go in the direction that he would choose your way, he can still say no. You do not control him. There is no way that you can be assured on a predictable cause and effect basis that you will get the answer from him that you seek. And it is untenable to set about on the basis that you're going to change others. And of course, from the way we've premised this to, this would involve changing somebody who doesn't even want to be changed, which amounts to 99 9/10% of all the people you might deal with. You're going to be dealing with somebody where you will have to change his nature, and that nature is fixed as long as he chooses to leave it that way. Now, the objection has been raised often that to look at it this way is to run away from all of your problems. And who wants to spend the rest of his life running away from everything that displeases him? But, of course, that's a cliche that has caused an awful lot of people to stay where they are, put their neck in the guillotine, and then say, I didn't run away from it, as the blade snaps their head off. But it, of course, overlooks the fact that once you realize that this is the only realistic solution, you no longer will jump into situations quite so blindly. You will no longer run around from one